With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Inflation shows no signs of letting up.
And the impact of high inflation varies depending on where you are. New data from WalletHub shows which U.S. cities have been the hardest hit. The report found that Dallas, Honolulu, Miami, St. Louis, Seattle, and the San Bernardino area of Southern California are dealing with inflation rates above the national average. The study found that inflation is not confined to any one distinct area of the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Maryland's governor has announced a program to help the Port of Baltimore recover from the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. More on that from correspondent George Williams.
Wes Moore says a new $12.5 million program announced Friday aims to prevent layoffs by enabling businesses to retain their workers until the port fully reopens. The program was created by executive order and authorized by emergency legislation the governor signed this past week. Moore says the state must do all it can to support the some 8,000 port workers whose jobs have been directly affected by the collapse of the bridge. George Williams reporting.
Researchers found that most cancer drugs granted accelerated approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration do not deliver on their early promises of success.
The program allows the FDA to grant early approval to drugs that show favorable initial results against debilitating or fatal diseases. In exchange, drug companies are expected to do rigorous testing and produce better evidence before gaining full approval. The study found that between 2013 and 2017, there were 46 cancer drugs granted accelerated approval. Of those, only 43% demonstrated they improved or extended patients' lives in confirmatory trials.
That's Jeremy House, and this is SRN News. Most Americans share the belief that public schools are in trouble. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 51% of respondents think the K-12 education system is headed in the wrong direction. Only 16% think it's going in the right direction, and the rest can't make up their minds. The survey also reveals that amongst those who think the schools are going wrong, most blame teachers for infusing their lessons with politics or woke social values rather than sticking to the basics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Instagram said in a blog post this week it's testing out new features as part of a campaign to fight sexual scams and forms of image abuse and to make it tougher for criminals to contact teens.
That includes a new nudity protection feature for direct messages that blurs any images with nudity and, quote, encourages people to think twice before sending nude images, unquote. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And this is SRN News. Japan is giving the U.S. 250 new cherry trees. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Hundreds of D.C.'s cherry trees will be ripped out this summer as construction crews work to repair the crumbling seawall around the Capitol tidal basin. During his official visit to Washington this past week, Japanese Prime Minister Kishida announced that Japan would give the U.S. 250 new trees to mark America's upcoming 250th anniversary.
That's Greg Clarkson reporting. A drug paradox in Mexico.
Full of friendship between Japan and the U.S.
A new government report says the country's facing a dire shortage of fentanyl for medical use, even as Mexican cartels pump out tons of the illicit narcotic. A study by Mexico's National Commission on Mental Health and Addictions did not give a reason for the shortage of the synthetic opioid, which is needed for anesthesia in hospitals, but claimed it was a worldwide problem.
And that report from correspondent Ron DeRockstra. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.